back to. Hello and welcome to the news recorded on Wednesday, the 21st of March. I'm Margaret.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Louise.
And your sound engineers this week are Martin and John. And as we have no new members this week, Aaron will start us off with the news.
10 people in the region suspected of using drones to smuggle large quantities of drugs into jails have been arrested. Police officers carried out dawn raids at addresses in the Black Country in Birmingham, arresting 8 men and 2 women on suspicion of conspiracy to drop Class A and Class B drugs and psychoactive substances over prison walls. It is believed the group may have delivered up to 90 consignments of drugs, plus phones and SIM cards, using drones between April 2016 and June last year. The 8 men, aged between 20 and 43, plus 2 women, aged 34 and 40, were arrested in the early hours of the morning from the addresses in Coesley, Tipton, Dudley, Albury, Woley Castle, Northfield and Minworth. It is alleged they used drones to fly drugs into prisons including HMP Birmingham in Winston Green, HMP Oakwood and Featherston, Worcestershire's HMP Huell, HMP Risley and Warrington, and HMP Wymot in Lancashire and HMP Liverpool. Detective Inspector Erica Field from the West Midlands Regional Organised Crime Unit's Prison Intelligence Unit and Prison Investigations Team said, "These arrests are clearly very significant and come on the back of a detailed and very complex investigation into the smuggling of drugs and contraband to serving prisoners. Much of the violence behind bars is linked to drug use and supply, so it is vitally important we do all we can to cut off the supply lines. And anyone convicted of supplying banned substances into prisons can soon expect to be inmates themselves."
A free social impact conference will tackle the challenges young people in the Black Country are facing in the employment market. Aimed at employers, training providers and youth organisations, the conference will focus on reaching people with an interest in the regional employment landscape with a view to inspire, entice and equip them with the right tools to tackle youth unemployment. No One Left Behind will be presented by Black Country Talent Match, a 5-year project to support people aged between 18 and 29 who have been out of work, training or education for at least 12 months. It will take place on Friday, April the 27th, in the Earl's Suite at the Copthorne Hotel in Briley Hill between 9:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. Kim Babb, Project Manager for Black Country Talent Match, said, "The conference seeks to bust the myths surrounding youth unemployment and provide a platform for young people in the areas of greatest need to share experiences with those with the capacity to make a difference. Some young people in the Black Country are living through challenging times, and it's important for us to galvanise all stakeholders to get involved, discuss what works and what doesn't, and proceed to tackle the problems." Kirsty McHugh, Chief Executive at the Employment Related Services Association, will be delivering a keynote speech and said she was delighted to be involved. "Working together and learning from each other's experiences by supporting our mutual activities and sharing successes and best approaches with the local employers is key on the road to tackle unemployment in the youth demographic." Other speakers will include Dr. Julie Nugent, Director of Productivity and Skills at the West Midlands Combined Authority, Midland Metro Alliance's Training and Development Manager, Rose Rees, Professor Peter Wells, Director of the Evaluation and Learning Contract for the Big Lottery Funds Talent Match Programme, and Helen Skerr, Managing Director of ARC Consultancy. Anyone who wishes to attend should register via www.tmbc18conference.eventreference.com.
A Black Country college has been urged to rethink a decision to scrap A-levels from September. Stourbridge College's reported decision has been described as ill-timed and ill-thought-out, with parents now left with just weeks to make other arrangements for their children, who were set to attend the college. A senior counsellor in Stourbridge called the move to axe A-levels from one of the region's major colleges disappointing and said bosses should reconsider the decision. It has also been claimed that the controversial move will heap more pressure on pupils preparing for GCSEs. The college, which is run by the Birmingham Metropolitan College, BMET, and caters for hundreds of students across the Black Country, announced this week A-levels were to be phased out as part of a shift towards more vocational courses. It means A-levels in core subjects such as maths and English will no longer be offered at the college. Current A-level students will be allowed to complete their courses, but there will be no new starters in September. Stourbridge councillor Nicholas Barlow, who is also a cabinet member at Dudley Council, said he was baffled by the decision to stop A-levels, which have been offered at the college for decades. He said, "I can't understand the reasoning behind it. They have been providing A-levels for as long as I can remember. The last thing we want is for Stourbridge to just be utilised for a particular set of subjects and people having to travel to other BMET sites. It is a bit disappointing they have taken this decision. They need to have a look and have a rethink about the impact it will have on various schools that feed into the Stourbridge area. It is a bit ill-timed and perhaps a bit ill-thought through." Michael Essam's 16-year-old son was due to start A-levels at the college in September. He has been left furious by the decision. Mr. Essam, 50, from Cradley Heath, said, "We are trying to look around for somewhere else. A lot of places have already gone. The timing is terrible. The exam period is a traumatic time for children as it is without this." Jill Caldicott, the head of Stourbridge College, said, "Every prospective student who has applied to start A-levels in September has been notified of the decision and offered access to advice and guidance and information on alternative courses at BMET. We will ensure they are supported in their progress and enrolment choices."
Punters came together to raise a glass in celebration after a pub was named one of the top spots in the region. Stourbridge's The Cat Inn won praise after it was named Dudley and South Staffordshire's Pub of the Year by the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA. Customers raised their favourite tipple as staff at the Bridge North Road were handed their accolade on Monday. Dan Hicks, who has been manager at the pub for 6 years, said, "We feel extremely proud and elated. I think we won because we are the traditional pub and a really welcoming country pub, with open fires. Everybody seems to really love it. It's very quirky. The customers are really happy. They all came out to support us when we were presented with a certificate. It was great." The 300-year-old pub is now in the running to be crowned the West Midlands best when it competes with the regional finals. Mr. Hicks, who lives above the pub with wife Amy and 3-year-old son Harvey, said CAMRA had named the Cat Inn South Staffordshire's best for the past 5 years, but it was now the first time it was named Pub of the Year for the wider Dudley and South Staffordshire area. Mr. Hicks, 43, said, "It would have been great working here. It's a busy pub and it's hard work. It's my life. It would be great if we won the regional finals. A lot of the judges haven't come to our pub before, so hopefully they'll come in and enjoy it here. What the future holds is going to keep growing, refurbishing the pub and hopefully winning more awards."
Businesses across the Black Country can find out how to get involved with the Wensbury to Broyley Hill Tram Extension Project at a meeting next month. Find It in the Black Country is holding a Meet the Buyer event with Midland Metro Alliance, where companies can find out about the various work opportunities on offer, from engineering to landscaping, cleaning and lighting. The event at the Copthorne Hotel in Broyley Hill is part of the organisation's mission to get 80% of the work done by local firms, so the economic benefit of the congestion busting scheme is felt before the line has carried its first passengers. Paul DeGray from the Midland Metro Alliance said, "We want to see the local supply chain involved as much as possible in everything from demolition to bridgework, labour to plant hire, drainage to lighting and more. This is a fantastic opportunity for Black Country businesses who want to be a part of this transformative project." The event, which starts at 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday, April the 17th, we'll reveal more about the plans and benefits of the 11.5-kilometre tram route. The support and training on offer for small for local small and medium enterprises, plus various funding streams. West Midlands Mayor Andy Street said, "It has taken several frustrating decades to get the funding for this project, and I am pleased to say that it will finally be creating jobs, driving investment, and even sooner, benefiting local businesses. Construction of route is expected to begin in 2019, with the first passenger services running from 2022 to Dudley Town Centre and services to Briley Hill commencing the following year. Part of the route will go along the old South Staffordshire Railway line, with trams stopping at 17 locations, including into Merry Hill and Dudley Bus Station. The line complements the existing Wolverhampton to Birmingham service, which opened in 1999, and four other extension projects are either in construction or design stages across Birmingham, Solihull and the Black Country. Spaces for the breakfast meeting cost £15 plus VAT per person. To book a place, email info@finditin.co.uk or call 01384 563 050.
A Starbridge Cafe boss says he is one of the latest to receive a letter calling on people to take part in Punish a Muslim Day. Letters have reportedly been sent out across a number of UK cities calling on people to attack Muslims. Abdul Quaidus, manager of the Station Cafe in Vauxhall Road, said he received a letter earlier this week through the letterbox of his old Swinford home. And he added, "I'm really, really upset and annoyed. My father fought for this country and was a prisoner of war in Burma. This absolute idiocracy is creating more divisions in the community." Mr. Quaidus said the letter, which calls on people to verbally and physically attack Muslims on April the 3rd, was very frightening and very annoying. Starbridge MP Margot James said, "I am absolutely appalled and alarmed that businesses and individuals in Starbridge may have received some of these letters. There should be no tolerance of Islamophobia, and I share in the disgust of other community leaders." A spokesman for West Midlands Police said the force had not received any reports of residents in the West Midlands receiving a copy of the letter, although officers were aware of messages being sent via social site WhatsApp. "Anyone who receives such a letter through the post is urged to report it to the police so it can be forensically examined. People should call officers on the non-emergency number 101.
A teenager has been locked up for 3 years after heroin and crack cocaine worth thousands of pounds were found in a raid on his home. Shane Bowater tried to escape through the back door when detectives swooped in on the flat. But he ran straight into the arms of a waiting policeman, a court heard. Bowater, who was just 17 at the time, fled out the rear door of the property with a man bag stuffed with Class A drugs and associated paraphernalia, but was caught by a police officer and arrested. Inside the bag were 16 packets of crack cocaine with a street value of £770 and 80 wraps of heroin worth £820. Also found were an iPhone with incriminating messages linking him to drug deals, £110 in cash, and a dealer's list of names and numbers. Wolverhampton Crown Court heard this. More drugs, almost 15 grams of heroin and more than 8 grams of crack cocaine, were also discovered inside the property. In total, he was in possession of £2,300 worth of heroin and crack cocaine, worth £1,840. Bowater said that he had to fend for himself when he was put into care after the deaths of both his parents. The court heard that he had previous convictions in the youth court for robberies and criminal damage. Bowater, now 18, of Highland Road, Dudley, admitted 2 charges of possession of Class A drugs with intent to supply others. He was sent to a young offenders institution for 3 years. Recorder Michelle Healy, QC, said, "You have had a difficult life, but this is not your first taste of court."
Closure dates have been set for 8 police stations in the Black Country. West Midlands Police and Crime Commissioner David Jameson is to decide on the proposal, which will save the force £5 million, at a meeting on Tuesday. Ahead of the meeting, the PCC has revealed the targeted closure dates for the stations, and he has given feedback on a consultation on the move. There's opposition to the proposed closure of Aldridge Police Station, with MP Wendy Morton unhappy about the idea. Under the plan, Bilston's Proud's Lane Station will close this summer. Sedgley Station in Vicar Street will close the following year, while Albury, Wensfield, Aldridge and Tipton will close in 2020. Smethwick will close in 2021 and Wensbury in 2022. All eight stations cost almost £1 million a year to run, according to the PCC. Wendy Morton, MP for Aldridge Brownhills, says she is unhappy with the planned closure of Aldridge Police Station and has opposed the scheme. In a report ahead of the meeting, it was said there had been little or no opposition from people in Dudley and Sandwell about the closures. In Warsaw, Miss Morton had raised concerns which were now being addressed by the Sector Unit Commander, it was said. Fears were also raised over response times and the future status of the buildings. In Wolverhampton, MP Emma Reynolds said the consultation period was too short, while residents say they were concerned over the closure impact on local policing.
Motorists look set to benefit from 2 hours free parking across the borough from next month. 1 hour's free parking is currently available in all Dudley Council-owned car parks as part of the authority's drive to boost town centre trade. But the length of the complimentary stay is expected to double, subject to Cabinet approval on Wednesday, March the 21st. Councillor Karen Shakespeare, Dudley's Cabinet Member for Environmental Services, said, "Shoppers and traders alike have told us how the current 1 hour of free parking has been a very welcome boost. Once again, we are listening to what the people of Dudley Borough have to say, and we are extending the free parking to 2 hours to give shoppers a longer time in our town centres." Councillor Patrick Harley, leader of the council, added, "People have told us that 2 hours of free parking will make a considerable difference, and we are looking forward to rolling this out across the borough from the start of next month. This move will provide a huge boost to retailers across the borough. Dudley is the only council across the whole of the West Midlands providing this incentive and is bucking the national trend, which has seen many local councils' authorities increase car parking charges using the motorist as a cash cow. With this move, we are giving the biggest boost to the high street that a local council can. And for information on current parking tariffs in Dudley Council car parks, people can visit www.dudley.gov.uk/resident/parking-roads.
Hospital patients had operations cancelled on the day at Russell's Hall as equipment was too dirty for doctors to use, the Express and Star has revealed. Medical instruments returned dirty from the hospital's sterilisation department forced the last-minute cancellation of three operations. The report, sent out by the Dudley Group NHS Foundation Trust, which runs the hospital, said, "We have had instruments returned from the HSDU, Hospital Sterilisation and Decontamination Unit, either dirty or not in sufficient time for procedures to be undertaken, resulting in on-the-day cancellations." It comes after the Express and Star revealed earlier this month that a man had a surgical instrument left inside him following an operation in October. Diane Wake, chief executive of the Dudley Group NHS Foundation Trust, said, "We recorded one incident in February involving dirty instruments, which led to three cancelled operations. Sometimes we do have to rearrange operations due to unforeseen circumstances. We work closely with our patients and the instrument manufacturers to ensure all our surgical instruments are maintained, cleaned and available for surgeries. Our patients are our priority. Therefore, if we are unable to safely perform an operation, we will reschedule. We work closely with our partners and the instrument manufacturers to ensure all surgical operations are maintained and cleaned and available for surgeries. We monitor every theatre list very carefully and follow the National WHO checklist so that any issues are reported and learnt from."
A man is fighting for his life after he was attacked with an axe during a street brawl in Wolverhampton. The incident happened at the junction of Hales Park Close and Parkfield Road. The man, aged 42, has been left with brain damage and remains critically injured in hospital after he was hit by the axe near Parkfield Medical Centre yesterday evening. Violence erupted on Parkfield Road at its junction with Hales Park Close at around 8 p.m. Around 10 men are believed to have been involved in the brawl. The victim, from Penn, was hit on the head by the axe and suffered a brain injury, as well as skull and spinal fractures. A 22-year-old man from Penfields has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, but police are still trying to piece together exactly what happened. Detective Inspector Chris Fox is leading the investigation for West Midlands Police. He said, "This was an incredibly serious and violent assault, which has left a man in a critical condition with life-changing injuries. We're still trying to understand the full circumstances of what happened and why. We really need to hear from anyone who saw what happened or who has any other information so that we can bring those responsible to justice. CCTV and house-to-house investigations are underway, and anyone with information is asked to contact police on 101, quoting log 2196 of March the 15th, or to contact Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111.
And with that final news item from Louise, we'll now make way for this week's notices. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
Goodbye from Aaron.
And goodbye from Louise.